The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
The government has come under fire for introducing legislation ensuring all three super junior ministers are paid an extra €16,000 annually for sitting at cabinet. In a moment, I'll be asking Labour Party's finance spokesperson Jed Nash for his thoughts on it. But first, Professor Gary Murphy from the School of Law and Government at DCU. Can you explain to us what makes super junior ministers so super, and explain this allowance to us? They're going to be now getting an extra €16,000 on top of their existing salary.
Hi, Frank. Super junior ministers are a rather odd minister in that way back in 1994, when the Rainbow Coalition began, the Democratic Left Party, smaller party in that coalition, were worried about their lack of representation at cabinet. They just had one minister, Princess de Rossa, and a super junior was created, and that went to Pat Rabbit. He became the first super junior minister, which gave him the entitlement to sit at cabinet and not to vote. And ever since then, so a quarter of a century ago, governments have used super junior ministries as a construct for where more people can actually sit at cabinet. That's the simple nature of it. So in the last government, when Leo Varadkar took over, he appointed four super junior ministries. There was three prior to that. And Mary Mitchell O'Connor, who got dropped from cabinet, was appointed a super junior, in my view, only because she was disappointed at being moved from cabinet. There didn't seem to be any reason to have a fourth super junior minister then. And now in this particular government, we have three super juniors. I should have said, basically, we have 15 members of cabinet. A chief whip always sits at cabinet, kind of giving it 16. And since 1994, we've had these extra seats. And now there's three, one because of the chief whip. And then Fine Gael had to have an extra one, it seems to me, and then the Greens had to have a third. So that's where we got. Now super junior ministers get paid more, and there is this no entitlement on top of it for sitting at cabinet, which has, in my view, rightly riled up the public.
And tell us a little bit about the allowance then. As you mentioned, they don't have a vote. They sit around the cabinet table, but they don't have a vote. But they are now entitled to an extra €16,000 a year, which has some people, and I suspect Jed Nash is one of them, up in arms.
Yeah, so the Dáil just passed this this numeration, Frank, just last week, allowing for €16,000 to sit a cabinet on top of €124,000 salary for serving as a minister for state. And the basic gist of it is that it sets them apart from ordinary junior ministers, one might say. And then Simon Harris came out today saying that there was an anomaly with Pippa Hackett, who was being paid less, coming from the Shannon, and they were trying to rectify this anomaly. But the reality is what's happened is it has stormed, or basically caused a hornet's nest, because one would wonder what the extra money is exactly for. I mean, the Constitution is quite clear. We have 15 ministers, and it seems to me as if the appointment of super juniors, and sort of the losing the run of oneself, really. I mean, one could say it's bad enough to have one super junior or two. Now there are three, and that's where we stand. And I think it is... it's been a bad day for politics, really, over the course of the last few days with the unseemly row. And I think those who criticise it are, in my view, quite right.
Jed Nash, I might bring you in at this point, Labour Party finance spokesperson. Do you think the government was right to provide such a payment like this, especially at a time when so many people are out of work because of the pandemic? I mean, you know, a moment ago, Professor Gary Murphy spoke about how this sets them apart from ordinary TDs, but it's also setting them apart from ordinary citizens. It's a little bit out of touch with the reality of the average Joe nowadays during this pandemic.
Absolutely. I mean, I think literally this was a very ham-fisted move, and from the point of view of how the public would receive it, it was absolutely tone deaf. I mean, this government has shown an absolute tin ear in terms of the public attitude by this government, and not just by this move, not just this move itself, but also, you know, the fact now that we've got an almost record number of junior ministers, 20 junior ministers at this point in time, and it looks like we will have a gaggle of special advisers introduced to the scene over the next few weeks at great expense to the public. Like, it wasn't that long ago, as Gary correctly pointed out, that the Fine Gael-led minority government left Mary Mitchell O'Connor high and dry because Fianna Fáil actually refused to support the legislation that would have been required to allow for a third super junior minister salary to be topped up by 16,200.
Yeah, so she wasn't actually eligible for that top
that's
up.
Right,
that,
that's right. I mean, I you know, full disclosure, I was a super junior minister between the middle of 2014 and early 2016. And I mean, Gary's quite right. I mean, this is in many ways a constitutional, you know, a device to get around the constitutional limitation on the number of cabinet ministers. But importantly, successive governments since the mid-1990s have actually used the position of super junior minister to focus really on policy areas that are important to the government and to the people at that point in time. I mean, for example, I was given particular responsibility for job creation. That was obviously a focus of the government from 2014 to 2016. I mean, this now by Fianna Fáil, at the very least, has been dressed up as some kind of urgent matter of pay equality. It's nothing of the sort. What it is really is a political move at the top of government just to keep all three governing parties sweet. I'm old enough to remember when there are only two super junior ministers. There are three now, and that's where the requirement for additional legislation came in to provide for that additional allowance. So I think this is a really tone-deaf move on the part of this government. I note this afternoon TDs like Willie O'Dea are telling the media that their constituents are incensed by this. My constituents are incensed by it as well, particularly at a time when families across the country and business owners are worrying about how they're going to pay the bills, how they're going to stay open. Yet they see the government at the stroke of a pen legislating for an allowance that you know, really just doesn't make sense and is very hard to justify.
Yeah. And look, this isn't a slight against the recipients, Jack Chambers, Hildegard Nocton and Pippa Hackett. It's not a slight against them. And
certainly
we did not actually contact the government for comment on this, but we weren't provided with a contributor or a statement in relation to it. But Jed, I might ask you your thoughts on Professor Gary Murphy, I might ask you your thoughts on some of the points that Jed has made there. It's essentially an extra €16,000 to set them apart from, you know, your bog standard junior minister. But I mean, would the workload entail that extra top up?
I'm not convinced it does, Frank. And I'm also not convinced that we need super junior ministers. You know, I know Jed was a very able junior minister himself, super junior minister. But it has been used as a device to placate, you know, disgruntled politicians from not getting the top job in cabinet. We've had, as I said, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're back to 3 after having 4 in Leo Radker's last government. And I'm just not convinced that in this day and age, you know, as we're in the midst of this awful pandemic, and, you know, people will be asked to tighten their belts, the country won't be able to borrow ad infinitum. So we're going to see some, I think, pretty stringent economic times ahead, that you know, this money is being doled out, taxpayers' money, remember. And in that context, I'm not convinced that, you know, we need all these super junior ministers. We have a constitution, it allows for 15 ministers, and in my view, ministers for state are distinct from ministers, and this super junior, we could well look at, you know, thinking, do we need it at all?
Yeah. Jed, can I ask you for an honest answer? Do you think you were worth, or your position as a super junior was worth the extra €16,000?
Well, there are additional responsibilities, there's no doubt about that, and that does set you apart from your other junior ministerial colleagues.
Are they worth €16,000, though?
Well, that's not for me to say. And this is the problem with allowances as well. I mean, there's a good reason why pay for politicians was taken out of the hands of politicians themselves and is now linked to principal officer grade in the public service, and that's as it should be. There certainly isn't any justification for three super junior ministers in the context of this government, you know, situation where we have a, you know, global pandemic, massive economic fallout from that pandemic, and a huge job of work to be done to, you know, set our economy on a positive path again. I can't see any justification for three junior ministers. I don't want to personalise this. This is not a personal issue. This is a comment on how our political system is going and the affordability of it. There's simply no justification for it whatsoever. That's what the people are saying, and I would agree.
Okay, Jed Nash, Labour Party finance spokesperson, and Professor Gary Murphy from the School of Law and Government at DCU. Thank you both for your contributions.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.